Speaking at the gathering in Chinoy, local resident Cleopatra Mvumbi said the commission should ensure that these state institutions need to clearly know their limits in handling members of the public.
Commission should educate the police about human rights, because taking my driver's license, keeping it on him, go around my car and demand things like come out of your car, show me your spare wheel, and yet my spare wheel is right at the back of my car because my car is a 4x4. He can see it, but he would like me to take him to the car. That on its own is abuse, is time taking, and I don't think it's proper.
Sentiments were echoed by another local participant, political activist Tendai Musonza, who added that members of the police and the army need basic education in human rights issues.
The most perpetrators of human rights abuse are the uniformed forces, especially the police. So this workshop should have been directed to them first before it came to us.
One of the commissioners, Petuna Chiriseri, told the gathering that they are also worried about police brutality. Chiriseri said the commission has already engaged Police Commissioner General Augustine Chiuri about the beating up of four vets and demonstrators last month by the police.
That is the role of our chairman. He was the first one to pick up the phone to personally engage the Police Commissioner General on the issue. And there are pending meetings concerning that.
She recently said the issue of brutality being perpetrated by uniformed forces has come up in almost all outreach meetings which have been conducted by the commission. He said the commission is in the process of rolling out an outreach program targeted at the uniformed forces, community leaders and students.
But not just to engage civil society and rural district councils, but also civil servants, uniformed forces, state security agents, traditional leaders, religious leaders, political leaders, educational leaders, teachers, lecturers, and students themselves, so that we not only make ourselves accessible, but also so that we can together build a Zimbabwe that is not only united, but that is harmonious, and that can establish peace and stability in our nation.
Mrs. Karukaira Tsauka, Chief Human Rights Officer of the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, says the organization has taken over the work of the ombudsman.
When we took over the public protector role, we took over many cases which the public protector department were looking at. We have cleared a number of them. Some could have prescribed as well. So we have cleared many of the cases to do with the backlog, but we haven't completed the process so far.
She recently urged Zimbabweans not to concentrate only on political rights, but to other rights like rights to food, water, education and health. Some residents questioned the independence of the institution, considering that commissioners are appointed by President Robert Mugabe, whose ZANU-PF party members are accused of allegedly perpetrating violence against opposition activists. Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, which was created by the new constitution in 2010, has not been functional due to lack of resources. So far, 482 cases of human rights violations have been brought before the commission. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atta Chigoriwa.